The attorney representing the father who's suing D.C. in federal court over this appeared on the Ingram Angle last night.
The law actually requires the doctor, the school, the health insurance company, and the health department to all actively conceal from the parent that the child has received the vaccine. This law is not only encouraging lying, it actually mandates by law an elaborate scheme of lying to their own parent.
Unbelievable. Now, it's not just Connecticut and D.C. subverting parental rights. Alabama allows 14-year-olds to get the vaccine without parental consent. Oregon allows 15-year-olds to get it. And in Rhode Island and South Carolina, you can get it at 16. Now, this is just unacceptable. None of these states allow tattoos for those under the age of 18 without parental permission, but they're allowing minors to get an experimental drug? A brand new study out of England revealing tonight that children are even more resilient to COVID than we actually thought. Some 99.995% of the 469,982 children in England who were infected during the year, examined by researchers, survived. But that doesn't matter to the left. And it's not going to stop their anti-parental trends, which are perhaps most pernicious in our schools. Topping the list of suggested reading for teachers and high school students is, of course, the book How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi. It's filled with historical inaccuracies and totalitarian policy ideas. Remember, Ibram writes that capitalism is essentially racist, and racism is essentially capitalist. Oh, how clever. I guess that means everyone who works then is racist. Kids, that means your parents then are part of the problem. And they meet immediately, those parents of yours need to begin their never-ending re-education in anti-racism. And if you even raise the slightest doubt about white privilege or this concept of systemic racism, Democrat state media, they will defame you.